Good morning, sir, and what is your name? What's your name, sir?
My name is Sergio Cruz.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, hold on one moment. Anybody have a Mr. Cruz?
Good morning, everybody.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Mr. Cruz, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Sergio Vincent Cruz, ADC number 249137.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the four allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing. You signed a form that told you the hearing would happen today. Do you remember signing that form?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire, at your expense, an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
I didn't hire an attorney.
That's fine. Most people don't, but it's your right to have one if you wanted one.
Okay.
Okay, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so down at the other end from me, on the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me, or in the middle, is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll just conduct your hearing today. We're also having a room with us from the Department of Corrections, Mr. Westby, and there you can see him now on the screen. He will represent the department and your parole officer in this hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Cruz and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Cruz?
Yes.
And Mr. Westby?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Cruz, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations for you, and when I finish each one, I'll ask you to tell me whether it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Yes.
So we'll start phase one, and the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of heroin on or about January 7th, 2019, per the task GCMS lab report dated February 8th, 2019. Mr. Cruz, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. Allegation number 2 is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 16th, 2019, per the task GCMS lab report dated January 23rd, 2019. Mr. Cruz, is that true or false?
Which is true.
Okay. And the third allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7 as demonstrated by your use of fentanyl on or about February 5th, 2019 per the task lab report dated February 5th, 2019. Mr. Cruz, is that true or false?
True.
It's true? Okay, sir. And the final allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about February 6, 2019, as directed on January 7th, 2019. Mr. Cruz, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, sir. All right, then, based on Mr. Cruz's admission in all four allegations, I move to find him delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Was that you, Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Okay, and then agreed Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Cruz, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, and this is probably the more important one to you anyway, because this is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information. And we just ask you to stay on the phone, and we'll be back to talk with you some more in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Westby.
On August 21st, 2018, Mr. Cruz was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He
was arrested February 6, 2019 by ABC staff. There were no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 6, 2019 with a projected community supervision end date of February 20th, 2020. Zero days. And I'm just verifying the date. I just seen...
Yes, we have a different date.
Yes, I've seen it at the top of the warrant. So let me verify that, please.
Mr. Cruz, we're just checking on a date. Hold on.
Yes.
I believe that date at the top of the warrant is an error. There's one screen, the release violator screen that does say March 4th, 2020, but the screen that we defer to is the time comp screen, which is audit release screen, and that date has February 20th, 2020, so that March 4th date is incorrect.
Okay, and there still are zero abscond days then.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, that's
correct. Abscond conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 1 year. Also 2009, robbery, 10 and a half years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CU IR score 404, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. He was getting information and notes. He is a member of the Eastside Guadalupe Criminal Street Gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2005, offense in school zone, Arizona, juvenile probation. His community risk score is a G3B4.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, back to you, Mr. Cruz. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. It looks like when you were first released, you were released homeless, and then you requested to live at 1629 West Osborne.
Yes.
And who lives there?
My sister.
That's your sister? Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then... So you went to live there in about August, and then it looks like about November you moved to 9235 South Calle Maximo Solares in Guadalupe. Who lives there?
My sister-in-law.
Oh, sister-in-law. Okay, that's a sister-in-law.
Yes, ma'am.
And then in January you went to MRC. Okay, so you went to live at MRC. And did you live anywhere else while you were out?
No, ma'am.
Those were the three places. Okay. And it looks like you might have been working at Casa Reynoso restaurant?
Yes.
And how long did you work there?
I worked there for about 2 months.
Okay.
About 2.5 months. I still have that job if it falls together.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And did you work anywhere else, or was that it? Just that one?
Just that one.
Just that? Okay. All right.
Yes.
And you were enrolled in the task to give some urine samples, and it looks like you tested positive in December for marijuana. And then later that month, you tested positive for opiates, and then January, morphine, and then again in January, heroin, codeine, and morphine. And then and again later in January, methamphetamine. And then in February, fentanyl. So, sir, we can conclude you have a drug issue?
Yes, ma'am.
And have you gone to drug treatment before?
This first, the one I went to right now, the one I came from.
MRC?
Yes, I have family that are looking into treatment for me, that been against treatment. And if I was to get out, I would, because I want to better myself, and I want to be able to go to a treatment so I can fix myself.
Okay. When's the last time you used drugs?
Last time was that fentanyl?
But fentanyl, so February 7th. So you've been sober since February 5th, it looks like?
Yes, one. I've dropped two clean drains since I've been here. I just dropped one a couple of days ago.
Well, good for you. How do you feel?
I feel better. I feel more of a man. I feel more responsible, you know? I just feel a lot better.
Well, remember that feeling. Remember that.
Yes.
That's how it feels to be, to live. That's what it feels like.
Yes.
Okay, it looks like you've also attended some anger management classes. Did you have to, it says you attended three, but then you failed to attend two. You had some other ones that you were supposed to. How were you liking that class? Were you liking it?
Yes, the class was helping out.
Okay.
We were helping out the classes.
What was good about it? What's one good thing you can remember about it?
They were teaching me to help me cope with my skills and how to cope with society and how to take things, you know, for granted. And that's, you know, it's kind of hard, you know. I mean,
was it a group? Was you in a big group of people?
It was a one-on-one.
Oh, you did one-on-one. Okay.
This is a one-on-one.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions from them? Okay, Mr. Cruz, you have a supporter in the room. Can't read your handwriting, I'm sorry.
It's Deandra.
Deandra, what's your last name?
Hamlin.
Did you want to speak on your...
I found a rehab. If you guys were to release him, I found a place that will take
Okay, well, if you just come up to the microphone. I'll need to swear you in, because I didn't know you were here when I did that part. Okay, just state your name there in the microphone.
Deandra Hamlin.
Okay, and do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, what would you like to tell the board?
If you ever were to release him, I found a place in Prescott Valley that will take him.
Okay. Anything else?
And his name's Ben.
Okay. The board, unfortunately, we don't have the authority to place people, because we're not the Department of Corrections. We're a separate agency. But that's definitely good information, you know, for you to have. Is there anything else you wanted to tell the board today?
Well, I just know he's been locked up for a very long time, and his background doesn't look good, but Sergio, he does try. Like, I've seen people go in and out of this all the time, but he's different. I see him try to succeed, and yeah, he might have a drug problem, and that's why I'm trying to help him out with it. Like, because my brother, and then I lost a brother-in-law to fentanyl. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see Sergio come out of all this.
Mm-hmm. So you stay in touch with him, and
mm-hmm.
you guys write or call?
I've known him for about 15 years or longer.
Okay. All right. Any questions for him?
He's
Thank you.
Technically my family. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cruz, we're kind of up toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, if there's anything else that you've thought of that you want the board to consider today. Anything else, sir?
Can I read something?
You absolutely. Now is the time.
Okay. Right. Upon my release from prison, I was trying my best to be a productive member of society. I have employment and was going to my classes, and I never neglected the fact to drop a appointed UAs, which goes to show that I was facing my responsibilities. However, I am not neglecting the fact that I do have a drug problem, which is why I voluntarily admitted myself into the drug rehab MRC willingly upon my parole's recommendation. If I grant a release, I do have family support, as if you had seen Deandra's support, my sister-in-law, and they have been seeking different places and programs that I can't get into, because I have tried to cure this drug addiction, and that I have since my incarceration, I've dropped two UAs, which have been cool, because I do realize that was my downfall when I was out there. I don't feel by me continuing to be incarcerated is going to help me get the treatment and help that I need. That's why I'm seriously hoping you take everything into consideration and grant me the opportunity to show you, my family, as well as myself, that I can be a productive member of society, because I am not lacking any courage or determination to get my life in order. I have a problem that I feel being in prison will not help. Only the proper programming will, and at this time, DOC is not offering the proper assistance that I'm seeking. I sincerely apologize for being here before you today, but I'm honestly hoping you take everything into serious consideration, helping to receive and help that I'm seeking. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Cruz. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
The board's now in discussion. Mr. Cruz is a very sincere person, and he definitely has a real drug problem. He was granted the opportunity to go to the intensive treatment housing treatment program at MRC and was directed to complete the 90-day program. And unfortunately, he was discharged because he submitted a diluted sample and he tested positive for meth and fentanyl. So even in the drug treatment program, which he requested, he was continuing to use drugs. And I know from my background in drug and alcohol treatment that relapse is a part of recovery, and there's a long road. There's a long road ahead, but he's young, and I think he can do it. I'm not seeing him at this point as a good candidate to return to the community. At this point, again, it's not in the board's within our authority to place him somewhere. And when he was placed somewhere, he continued to use drugs. So I think the best thing for him is to keep him where he is, and when he's released in 2020, on whichever date, I'm not sure which date, he can go straight to that facility and he won't have to worry about any obligation to the Department of Corrections. Those are my thoughts. I would listen to any other thoughts anyone has. Okay. Then based on information and warrant number 2019W372, a conversation with Mr. Cruz, information from Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Cruz was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed, or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use illegal drugs while he was on community supervision.
Second. I move to read.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Cruz, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, and I know that's not the answer you wanted to hear today, but this board does not have the authority to place you somewhere, and your parole officer was trying to work with you and placed you at MRC, which is an excellent program. And unfortunately, you know, you continue to use. So you've got a difficult task ahead of you, but there are programs you can involve yourself. I'm not sure at Lewis, there may be AA and NA, which works very well for some people. And get involved with those people, because those are the people who are trying to stay sober. Those are the people you need to be involved with. Remember how you feel today. That you don't have any drugs in your system, and how great it feels to feel that way, feel healthy. Remember that. We certainly wish you the best, sir, and hope that you are able to make a successful, you know, recovery. But it's going to be kind of a lifetime thing for you, sir. It is for everyone that becomes involved in drugs and alcohol. So we do wish you the best, sir. And do check with your CO3 about your release date, because we have kind of two different dates showing. One of them is February 20th of 2020, and the other one is March 4th of February 2020. We're hoping for February for you, but I don't know which one is correct. So have your CO3 check with time comp on that, sir. Okay, sir? Thank you for participating in your hearing today. Thank you for coming, for coming and speaking on his behalf. We wish you the best, and your hearing is concluded. Sir, if you could just lay that phone down and let the CO3 know that you're finished.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Let me just...
Thank you.